Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. We're about to talk to Aoife Dempsey. Oh, yeah. Must be related somehow. Aoife's in Kildare, on the way to work in Clane. Hi, Aoife. How are you?
Hi, very well. How are you?
Great. How's the family?
Not bad. Thanks.
We've never met before now, but there you go. It's great. When you were in school now, were you, Aoife ni Iompsig is Annam Dum?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, on occasion.
You'd almost forgotten that, hadn't you?
Yeah. <There you go. laughs> I blocked it out.
Yeah, exactly. So, Aoife, yeah, you're very welcome along. Something cheesy like Steps the Band would be a good topic for you.
Yeah. It would, yeah. That would be ideal.
Okay, so you're kind of up with popular culture in that, yeah?
Some of it, yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if this fits into what you know about. Are you ready, Aoife?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We've got the dings ready. You need 5 for €1,000. Let's find out what your topic is.
Today's waffle topic is...
Wicked.
Musical, Ariana Grande. Cynthia Erivo, Divine Gravity, Idina Menzel, Kristen Chenoweth, movie,
two left
Broadway, West End, Jeff Goldblum, Jonathan Bailey.
What's it about?
Witches, Wizard of Oz.
Whoa, yes, you got it.
Oh my God almighty.
Okay, yes, you were going off in one direction there now, and we steered you back in, but you were well able for it. Fair play to you, Aoife.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
So, musical movie, that was one. Wizard of Oz, you got in there. Witches are the Wicked Witch of the West. Ariana Grande, you got that, no problem. And Defying Gravity, you know your stuff. Fair play to you. Aoife, well done. So, €1,000. That's two in the same week. God, we're doing well on this. That suited you quite well, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the movie. So, yeah, that was perfect topic.
You've been doing your research. It's fresh in your mind. Aoife, well done. Delighted for you. Thanks
Brilliant.
A million.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
She's the same girl she used to be. Sean O'Reilly's here with your showbiz news. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Now, both of us are watching Bad Sisters.
We are, yes.
So episode 3 dropped, as they say, last night.
Straight in.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And I watched it. You watched it as well.
I did.
So you can kind of, the storyline now has been established.
Yeah.
So very good first two episodes, but now you're kind of said, okay, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
Rev up. Let's go. That's really good.
Very good. The addition of Fiona Shaw
is amazing.
She's
great character.
Yeah.
I think people like it as well because I think the houses that are depicted in it are like all our houses.
Normal houses.
They're lovely stuff in them.
Clutter.
And you're kind of saying, yeah, but we're like that as well. It's fine, but it's still nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Bit of washing on the chair.
Lovely.
It's grand.
All right, then. Katy Perry's awkward moment. This poor girl can't catch a cold at the moment, can't she?
Yeah, I felt for her now watching this. So running into an ex, it's always awkward.
Yeah.
But it's even more awkward if you're world famous and everyone in the room is watching you.
Oh, God.
And that is exactly what happened to poor old Katy Perry the other night. So she was at Sabrina Carpenter's gig in LA with her nieces when her ex, John Mayer, walked in and sat down in the row directly behind her. Now, I'd say whoever did that seating plan got fired.
That's probably guest seating. These two
She was with John for nearly 4 years. They recorded a song together. They were very, very close, I'd say, to getting married. It just didn't work. But she, the whole reaction was recorded. It's gone viral because she did what most of us would do. You could visibly see her watch him coming across and she's going,
Oh, no, please.
She puts her head in her hands and she just laughs. But she turns around, shakes his hand, and they were seen having a bit of a chat then. So
she obviously just said,
we have to just own this. And I'd say she didn't move for the rest of the night without thinking, is he looking at me? Can he see me? What's he thinking? Oh, Jesus.
And they said, no, this is for my nieces.
I know.
But this is a big night for them.
I know.
Very good. So, very good. Katy Perry then, and she's got an album called 143.
That's right, yes, which I always think of you.
Yeah, but it hasn't really gone down
It hasn't. No,
sure hasn't.
It hasn't been received well.
No.
It's been seen to be a bit try hard.
Right. Yeah. Try hard.
Try hard.
Okay.
That's what they say.
A new word. Try hard. Is that one word or two?
Oh,
that's
two.
Just one. Yeah. So, Die With A Smile then hits a big milestone.
Yeah, I know you love this song, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
But I didn't
Mars.
Love it at the start.
It's grown on you.
Yeah.
But it's grown on lots of people.
I know. I kind of really like it a lot.
Well, here's a little number for you now. So, it has just reached 1 billion streams on Spotify, becoming the fastest song to ever do that just 96 days after its release in August. So the record had been held by Miley Cyrus with Flowers after 112 days. Die With A Smile has gone in at number one then.
It's like as if it's not about the visuals. You know the way everything is kind of visual, social media. It's actually the song has kind of organically grown.
Speaks for itself.
Exactly.
Yeah, now there
always
you go.
Always a good sign.
Yep.
And the voice actor behind an iconic Simpsons character is saying goodbye to Springfield after 35 years. So Pamela Hayden, she plays Bart's friend Milhouse, who we all know very well.
Milhouse.
So she says it's been an honour and joy to have worked on the show. And she also voiced other characters, including Jimbo Jones, who wears the woolly hat with the long hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Rod Flanders, one of the sons of
Ned. Just she's retiring or
just retiring, yeah. I think she's coming up on 70, 71.
Fine. So is that the end of Milhouse then?
I don't know. But
somebody else to do it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but do you know his famous little saying?
Oh, come on.
Everything's coming up Milhouse.
There you go.
If you know the answer to this, this is just for a bit of fun, okay? The old brain juice is going in the morning. 0874 100 102 is our number. Once again, I failed. Okay, I had a guess and, you know, I was told in our meeting earlier on, says, yeah, it's not bad, yeah, but not the right answer. Anyway, what do Leonardo DiCaprio, Kiefer Sutherland, Tom Cruise and Harry Styles have in common? Okay, so Harry's in there as well. Leonardo DiCaprio, Kiefer, I thought I was onto something there for a second. Hang on. What do Leonardo DiCaprio, Kiefer Sutherland, Tom Cruise, and Harry Styles have in common? Presented Saturday Night Live, Ben and Wexford. I think nearly everybody has presented Saturday Night Live. But, I'm sure they have, but that's not the answer we're looking for. But thank you very much, Ben, for getting in touch there. Good one. That's a one-off, you know, our list. So it's not presenting Saturday Night Live. Owen from Waterford here. Did they all act as a vampire in a movie? Good one, Owen. Not the right answer, though. Not what we're looking for this morning. I am told, reliably, nobody got it right. Lots of people had guesses, but nobody got it right. Oh, so I was in the majority this time, that getting it wrong. Everybody else normally gets it right. So nobody got it right. If you think you knew the answer, well, let's see what we got. And you didn't text into us. Well, what do Leonardo DiCaprio, you're going to say, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I didn't bother texting in. Yeah. What do Leonardo DiCaprio, Kiefer Sutherland, Tom Cruise and Harry Styles have in common? Did they all play Marines in movies? Eno, Paddy and Di in Wicklow. Thank you, Paddy and Di. Good to have you with us. Thank you for listening as well. It's great that you're out there. And keep yourself nice and warm on this Thursday. Not the right answer. Did they all play Marines? I still don't know the answer. It's going to pop onto my screen in a moment. Okay. Have they all dated someone called Nicole? God, you're digging deep there, Stephen. No. But good guess. That's it. You might as well have a go. You might as well have a go and see. So it's not all dating somebody called Nicole. Stephen, thanks for that. Derek in Longford. How are you, Derek? Now, Derek's are normally very good at quizzes and all that. So let's see what they have to say. Derek, they all played parts in films based on World War II. Derek in Longford. Could be the case. Not what we're looking for this morning. Okay, now I've just seen that it's popped onto the screen. I still have no idea. I'm going to turn around to the right. And have a look. All four actors have played the role of a character named Jack. of a character named Jack in a movie or TV series. Good one. Yeah. So nobody got it right at all. All four actors have played the role of a character named Jack. Not the same character, different character. Leonardo DiCaprio, Capricorn. Jack Dawson in Titanic. Jack! Leonardo DiCaprio, Jack Dawson. Tom Cruise, Jack Reacher. Oh, very good. Harry Styles, Jack Chambers in Don't Worry, Darling. I saw that, actually. And Kiefer Sutherland, Jack Bauer. There you go. In 24, that was. So, Kiefer Sutherland, Harry Styles, Tom Cruise, and Leonardo DiCaprio. You could say you've been hijacked. Okay, we're going to Gareth Dunleavy, who is from Galway, but currently, I believe, in lovely Malta. Whoa! Gareth, can you hear me okay?
Morning, Ian. How are you keeping? It's great to actually finally get to chat to you.
Yeah, you too. It's great. So you are actually still in Malta, are you?
Yeah, here till Sunday, Ian.
And would you recommend it? I was there years and years ago, and I must say I liked it. I thought it was very nice, very historical. The waters are very clear. There's lots of lovely buildings to look at and a bit of sunshine as well. So do you like it? Do you like what you're experiencing?
Oh, yeah, all the buildings are all sandstone. I think, some parts of it was in Game of Thrones. So, yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
Right. Okay, and do you swim?
I swim and surfing, yeah. We're planning on going for a swim tomorrow, yeah.
And I'll snorkel.
Maybe, yeah. There's loads of stuff here to do.
Well, listen, enjoy yourself. Have a great time. And I remember being over there and I had a cocktail called a helicopter. And I was wondering why it was called a helicopter. And basically what you do is you lick the palm of your hands, you stick it on top of the glass, then you put it over your head and go, woo, 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 woo. And then you drink it. That's it. Simple as that. So enjoy it if you get an opportunity. Gareth, you're a massive fan of Oasis, and I believe you've got a story to go along with the song you picked out, yeah?
Yeah, Ian, back in the 90s, you were working for another radio station, and I think Jerry Ryan used to come in a bit late the odd time.
And he used to
fill in for the first half hour of the show. And I was doing my leaving cert, and you were taking in requests. I rang in, I said to your researcher, I'm doing my leaving cert half nine. You've got to be before half nine. They didn't call until Johnny Clypack. My mum answered the phone and thought you were Jerry Ryan. And she kept calling you Jerry. And then at the end of it, she said, what song is that? And she said, you got to roll with it. And you said, I think it's called Roll With It. And she said, yes, Jerry. And you said, it's okay, Mary. And her name's Patricia, right? And she said, it's Patricia, right?
I think she didn't
get the job, but she was down in the shops later on and they were calling her Mary. We called her Mary for a bit as well.
Very good. Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today.